Jack Harlow, First Class. Jack Harlow for Best Melodic Rap Performance. Give it to Fergie. Give that award to Fergie right now. Are you mad? I'm a classic man. Hello, you're welcome to episode 68 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, your favorite pop culture enthusiast. Today, I have a return guest, a friend, our favorite photographer, Paula, aka Nacography Baby. How you doing?
Hi, hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming back. I am good, thank you. Listen,
it's been such a long week. But I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, so have I.
Putting my calendar, I was like, 19, that's where I'll be.
The first time you were here, you were here just for the audio. I was like, it's only right to have you so that the people can see how fine you are. Because you're not a small baby. You are fine, babe.
You're being dramatic.
Listen, I'm cute
or whatever, but you know what I'm saying?
Even surpass cuteness, please. You gotta claim it.
I'm gonna take it. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you agree with him, use that.
Of course, let them know.
So
a few episodes ago, I had Ope, who is part of the Floor Mag, and we discussed the podcast. What is the update on the podcast?
Child, you asked the wrong person. No, honestly, like, we are gonna come back. I think it's all about timing with us, like, because we do so much. And I think we want to make sure that we're in a very relaxed space when we kind of embark on that, and like, we're talking, and we're, you know, it's not a stressful thing for us, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think when you're producing content, it needs to be organic to some level. So yeah, that's where we are with it, but it will, like, it will come back.
I trust you.
But yeah,
and I also want to big you guys up for the events that you had last month. You know, we saw some people were trying to do copy and paste. Turning in was saying 95%. Okay.
What are you talking about?
But I want to be guys because y'all are setting trends. Y'all, listen, I want you guys to keep on going, keep on thriving, keep on giving us what we need, you know.
I'm so grateful, man. Thank you.
How did it feel having all these events?
It was good, you know. I'm not really a planner. Shout out to our events organizer, Andrea.
Shout out to you all.
Yeah, she's incredible. I just, you know, send Opa the money when he asks for my half. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, they were really R&B yoga. That's an event I'm actually, because I was there on the ground that day, and it was such a good time.
That day was a very hectic day.
It was so hectic, up and down. But yeah, it was such a good event, and I think, like, I want to, like, that creating a space for black people and non-binary people, it's really important to me. And I think, this is nice.
It looked too good.
Yeah, and then, like, our Halloween party went really well as well. So yeah, like, it's been October's a good month.
We also spoke on the podcast about you taking the artwork and of course the promo shoot for Bella's Adultsville.
Even gonna lie, that's one thing I'm very gassed about. I'm actually gassed about it. Like, every time I think about it, I think about the project itself. Like, we both know how we feel about that.
Listen.
Like, it's genuinely an incredible body of work. And I just feel really honored. Like, anytime I'm like, it was me.
Please, you're going to claim it, because listen, it's stunning.
It's a challenge, you know? And I can't lie, like, music is my first love.
Of course.
So, like, doing artwork, music videos, like, even what I do with the floor as well, like, it's a dream come true for me. So, I think I feel the weight of it on me as well. And someone like Bella, who's really genuinely pioneering a sound and creating at that caliber, like, I was just like, I've got to take this shit seriously. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying fucking blinding everything, my dear, swear freely.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I want to make sure I take this seriously. And then, like, just, it's someone's music, you know, it is a very important part of music. So yeah,
You did that. I'm so proud of everything that you do. Keep on going. Even the Kadeem Tyrell's one as well, isn't it?
That's some of my favorite work as well. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's a beautiful film.
No, the vision that you have is just amazing. So please keep on going.
I will, man.
Speaking of the artwork, we had a surprise birthday.
Yes, we said we let's surprise our friends.
This is sip and paint before Bella's birthday, and we had to paint that. We have to paint the artwork.
You know what? That was my idea as well, you know. And Samira was like, oh, what should we paint? What should we paint?
So it was your idea.
And I was like, that, like, she was like, let it be something funny. Mm. I was like, should we do the artwork? And she was like, yeah, that'd be jokes. Fam. This was dino.
I posted my own idea.
You got cooked still.
I got cooked like a four.
They put you in the boiler, man.
You know what? It was so fun. We had such a fun night. It was so we fun. Love Bella. And I just love the group as individuals, as a group as well. Like, just there's so much love in that group.
For real.
So shout out to everybody. Ciao. But yes, before we go into that, as I like to do, I like to put the plugins in the beginning or the end. Mm-hmm. So where can people find you, your work, and all that you do?
At Narcography _ on Twitter, if it's still around when this lands.
Oh, yes. Elon Musk.
Mr. Musk. I don't know what he's doing on over there. And then at Narcography on Instagram, narcography.com is my website. Yeah, hit me up, man. Yeah.
All the links will be in the episode description as usual, Chair.
Thank you.
We are going to go straight into the Song Association game.
Let's go.
As you guys know, pick words, 5 words each, I should say. Mm-hmm. And then the person has to guess a song, or sing a song, I should say, that has the word in it. So, do you want to go first or shall I go first?
I'll go first.
Go on, you go first.
Okay. My words are hard for the reason.
Hey!
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was thinking so deep.
You know what? Sometimes it'd be your friends. It'd be your friends.
It'd be your own.
Yeah.
All right, first word. Special.
Oh, wow.
Is there a timer going on?
You can do the timer. Special. Yeesh. Okay.
9
Wow! 8 Now how am I starting 7 off like this?
6 5 Ooh.
Special.
4 3
Hey! 2
1
Oh my lord!
Yeah.
Already?
Do you know what? Yeah, because
I'm starting like this.
I was thinking of the song on More Love, Less Egos. Oh boy, you're special.
To be fair,
yeah.
You know my thoughts on the album, so I was not gonna think of
whatever.
That. Yeah.
Okay, second word. Wall.
We keep coming from war to war.
Okay, period.
Come on, Chris Brazy.
Okay, third word. Coffee.
Coffee in the morning.
Okay.
Coffee in the morning. That first one to get me wrong. Listen, I'm coming back.
Coming back from Avengers.
Listen. Okay. Miguel.
Lost.
Lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel? What? To know that I love you, baby. Robin, you're thinking this one.
You're digging.
No, that first word wants to spin me.
It wanted to spin you, but you've come back.
Vengeance. Right.
Last word, street.
Oh, that's the title of the song. Not that I should have been. Yeah. La-da-dee-da-dee-da. Spinning back to the streets. I thought it was, that's streets.
No, yeah, but same thing.
Okay, let's go then.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, no problem. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. That's good. Okay. Oh, my God.
No, I can't believe that first word didn't be like that. That first word had me shook.
Let me get ready.
Let me adjust myself. Your first words, I'm going to start off a little bit easy and say love.
L is for the way. Do all the alphabet and it goes, love is very, very... Extraordinary.
That's such a beautiful song, by the way. It's a very beautiful song.
Frank Sinatra.
Honestly.
I think it's a cover of a cover. I don't know. But
you know that one? You don't even know who originated the song, but it's okay. It's okay. The one that we know is the one that we're going to refer to. The second word, blessed.
Said tonight, man, feeling blessed.
That's what I thought about.
Said tonight, me and my guys,
and I'm in you. Well. Third word, safety.
There's an Ariana Grande song. That's all I know.
Sing it.
I can't sing it. I can't. It's not the melody's not coming to me.
Time is up. Tripping, falling with no safety
net. That's it.
Whatever sweet something that you said. What a
song! I love that song. I absolutely love that song. Oh damn! How can the melody escape? Title, artist, date of release, but I can't sing it. The melody escaped me.
What? The fourth word, thought.
Thought, as in
thought. You thought you were going to come and do me. I'm going to do you back. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Damn.
Every time I'm watching this, yeah, watching you play this, I'm shouting at something.
Everyone says this.
Wowing it.
And everyone here, like, says this. When they watch it, they're like, yeah, I'm guessing the answer. When I'm here,
depression.
Wow. I thought I knew you, Nicki Minaj and The Weeknd. I thought I knew you. Yeah, the last word, drug.
Love got me on drug. Listen up, had to give in, could it give up? I just want you, but I don't do drugs.
I can't love you.
Ooh, Ariana.
Yeah, and Dojet. Amala. So you end up getting 3 out of 5.
I can't believe you won.
I'm like, what?
And I really thought I was really...
She's like, oh, I'm going to make it high. Like, I was nervous. I was scared I'm going to lose this one. But let us know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM Show throughout the episode. Thank you. It's time for us to go into the classic fave. Mm-hmm. And we picked Beyonce's 5th studio album, self-titled Beyonce. What made you want to pick this album fave?
Like, just in the wake of Renaissance, and in the wake of what that album is about.
The sugar shake of it all.
I've just been, like, going back to all her albums. Because, I think now I'm at a place where I genuinely do believe Renaissance is her best body of work.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy? When the album first came out, I was like, where am I going to place this in my rankings?
In your ranking. Child. I love self-titled. When I say, this album is still very much in my rotation.
Absolutely.
I think it's the visual album. Yeah. It really changed the way
people started making. Changed the game with the digital
drop. She changed the game with the way people were producing music, going about, like, creating.
Yep.
The visual album. People tried to do surprise drop for years to come. It wasn't a surprise. We all looked at you like,
it wasn't a surprise.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just thinking about this album, and I think about all her bodies of work, and I think this is one I do rank pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Top three for me.
I think it is top three. I think self-titled is brilliant.
Yeah.
I just thought, let me chop it up about it. I really like, for me, my favorite part about this album is how many people she worked with.
Yes.
Like, I think it's the most features. Mm-hmm. Got everyone's on there. Frank Ocean, Drake, Nicki, even that transphobic woman.
Chimamanda. Yeah.
Everyone. Blue made her first appearance as well. Like,
I love
just,
that.
I really mess with this album. Like, and I just thought, this is a fave for life. Like, Blow, that song.
Keep me going.
I feel like Renaissance is an elaboration of that world for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And I love Blow, like, off the bat. It was one of my favorite songs off the project.
Classic. My question for you is, where were you when she surprised us with this album?
Everyone knows. Isn't that mad that we all actually know it? Like, anyways, I was still doing my GCSEs. And my parents said, we don't want to hear it. Like, you need those grades. Mm-hmm. So they got me a tutor for, like, I think English, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I was coming, I was literally in my tutor lesson.
Yeah.
And when the tutor lesson ended, I was looking at my phone. I'm just seeing Havoc. Havoc. I got, like, 3 messages.
She brought the internet.
I went to Twitter. I'm seeing, I think Twitter was around that time.
Yeah.
I was like year 11. Yeah. I got to it in, like, year 9 or 10. Just Havoc. And I was literally at the bus stop, like, my hands shaking. I literally pressed play, and then I saw it was a visual. I knew I had to go home and watch it. Mm-hmm. I don't think, did she drop the visuals later on?
I think she dropped it at the same time, because I can't lie to you.
At the same time.
This is why I know this is because...
What are you?
I was in bed that morning when I woke up, and I was on Twitter. I saw Beyonce dropped an album. I said, an album? I said, what album? I was going to look. I said, I'm going to school today. I was during my A-levels, I said, I'm going to Sainsbury's. I want to get an iTunes voucher. I'm going to buy the album. And I'm going to go home and take this project in.
I watched
all the visuals.
Education?
That came second. Beyonce came first. You know what? That's how I am today. You'll think I'm an actual beehive. I'm not a fan, but was it, I'm a beehive?
We're all beehive.
You know what? The fan base scares me, so I don't claim it.
I understand. I feel like fan base is like, I feel like there's a certain
It'll pull you off wanting to claim.
Yeah, there's a certain genre of people who are on the internet, and it's like, they're just weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I claim beehive, not because I don't move weird on the internet, but at the same time, you can't say nothing to about Beyoncé. You can't say nothing to me about Beyoncé. You're wrong.
I agree.
You're wrong.
Yep.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Like, it's a fact. Like, yeah. That's how I feel about it. So yeah, that's how I'm be here, to be fair. But yeah. Didn't go to school, man.
Listen, wow. I said face my books for what? The book of Beyoncé just dropped today. You want to go face my books?
There's nothing else to face.
Listen, man. For me, I feel like this album took her from an icon to a legend for me, because the way she changed again, as she mentions herself, it is crazy. She changed the way people dropped.
That's a very good
thing. I thought she became an icon almost instantly, in my personal opinion, with Denisha in Love. But I would even say B Day solidified that icon status for me.
Denisha in Love was like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
and then B Day solidified.
Yeah, she's like, she's here to stay.
And from there, she was that girl. You know what I'm saying? She was an icon, but this,
legendary. You know, legend. It's so crazy to think that when she started, people compared her to Ashanti. That Ashanti, we love you.
I'm an Ashanti stan. Yeah, like, I
love her too. No, but it's like, it's so crazy how the industry wanted to shut her out before she had a chance to even show herself.
Yeah.
Look at where she is now. 25 years into the game now, I'm like, look at that.
Do you know what, right? Beyoncé, for me, I'm about to sound like a real beehive right now.
Go ahead and say it.
But Beyoncé, for me, like, her work ethic plus talent.
Absolutely.
Plus everything. Like, there was no other option. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very, because of her, the way she's gone about it. And the other person that reminds me of Beyoncé is my dad, funny enough.
Like, well, no, that's right.
He's not me nowadays, but like, like the work ethic, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you dedicate yourself to a certain amount to something, no one can chat to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I've approached my life.
No,
like, based on, like, you just, Matthew knows, had her in the gym, running on that treadmill,
belting
the scale. Are you dumb? Like, this doesn't happen overnight.
I feel like this work ethic is missing in this industry.
It's
now
missing. Like, I see it in a few people. Like, around me, I see in Bella. I see it in I'm gonna not know anybody's names that I'm seeing it in.
But
I see
it in
a few people.
She's like,
But I see it in Ty Dolla $ign.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I see it in, like, just a few people that you can see, like, there's a quality to
And there's a love for the craft as well.
I see it in Little Sims.
Yes.
I see it in, like, you can see it in certain people, but it's hard to come by. It's definitely hard to come by.
I agree with you on that 100%.
But yeah, man.
What are your favorite songs on the album?
Like I said, Blow. I mentioned Blow.
Keep me coming, keep me going. I hear me moaning. Keep me in my skin. It's the sweetest in the middle. Yeah. What?
It's the flavor.
So the red again.
Don't get me started.
What a song!
What a song!
Oh, Beyonce. Not Beyonce, like, Beyonce.
Beyonce. But yeah, I think Partition's an incredible General set team. And same with Rocket. Like, they're in the same, like, caliber for me. Like,
what a nasty song.
Let me see this hand. She drug it out. Like, you can hear Miguel's pen all over that as well. Jealous is an undercover thing for me.
Sometimes I want to walk in your shoes. Do the type of thing that I never ever do. What? And I say to myself, every girl you can survive like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, that song is
so bad. I hate you for your lies. And now, can you really start? No, let's start.
Wow, Beyonce. Ooh.
And then mine, EXO.
I
want to
say your mind, fuck. But you heard your mom.
Yeah, like, I just, the whole album, Superpower, is fantastic.
I was young when the title album came out, whatever.
Yeah, I was very young.
I was like, this Superpower song, do I like this song? But maturing is realizing that song's beautiful. It's a stunning song.
Yeah, for sure. Incredible project. What about you?
My favorite song, if I go through again, because this, Haunted. Yes. Haunted is, I realized in my last episode that I do love the dark songs.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted is just so dark. Mm-hmm. I don't think much is who I am as a person, but it's like almost like you're putting another world.
Mm.
It is so beautiful.
It reminds me of Six Inch.
Yeah. Oh, that came out everywhere she goes. Come on, The Weeknd did that with that one as well. He did really good with that.
He did.
So Haunted, No Angel.
You're no angel, baby.
Jealous as well. Yeah, those are my, you know what song I love? That someone went to go and butcher at someone's funeral. Heaven.
No funeral, Jack.
You. If I fuck about the video I'm gonna put in here.
Heaven is only meant to be sang by Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the visual. That's one of my favorite parts of the visual album, the Heaven bit. Because I think it was about she miscarried.
Yes.
And it was about that. And she's so beautiful. Yeah. She's so present in her music as well. There's a way to really like bare your soul while still, you know. Yeah.
It's true.
Like no one is the greatest artist alive. Like
love her so much, honestly. Blue as well. I don't know why that song touches me. I think again, because it's just her being vulnerable in that song as well. I love people that are vulnerable in their music. I feel like I can hear that there. What else? Mine is
mine is sensational. Drake and Beyonce work very well together.
That ain't heat.
As much as I don't actually think it's the best song on the project, but I do think it's song of the year.
Yeah.
I think everything about Renaissance is encapsulated in that song.
Yeah.
It's for the girls.
Yeah.
The ending, she did not have to outro.
Cool it down, down, down.
That's one of the best outros of a song ever. Like,
what made her think of that? How did we get here?
Yeah, I feel like when she taps into like a space in a world, like she's dedicating to her uncle and everything, like I feel like Beyonce just the spirit takes over her a little bit. Like I can imagine
Uncle Johnny made
I can imagine her in the studio, like everyone's just like, okay, okay. Someone said the reverb increasing, just trying to follow her. Do you get like I can imagine that it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the best actresses.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Drake and Beyonce work so well together.
One song though that I don't think aged well, Drunk in Love.
It didn't,
especially because of Jay-Z's verse. A particular line that, you know what, it makes me very sad when I, because I don't think I've clocked the correlation between anime being Tina Turner. I don't think I knew her story like that. I want to
I think I.
So I'm just here singing this song, willy-nilly, you know, I'm like, oh! Yeah, the industry's not being nice, Tina Turner. It makes me very upset when like people are referencing anime, the abuse.
It didn't age too well lyrically. Yeah. Even sonically, like I like the song still. Like,
I love how she starts it.
Yeah,
I've been drinking.
I think the verses.
It was good for the moment, basically. Yeah. Good for the moment.
The verses are where it's at, and it was very 2014 or 13, wherever year drops. Apart from that,
watermelon.
And sometimes the mood can catch me where you could be like a little bit of drunk in love. But, Not all the time.
Of course. Yeah. No, but this album is so special. Mm. Honestly, I feel like it changed the game. And it's so crazy because I was watching her like promo run for the release. It's with how she didn't believe in herself at that time for this album. I'm like, Beyonce? But it shows how human she is. She's a human. Like, shout to Beyonce. We love you. And the single choices were a little bit interesting though because it was EXO, Drunk in Love, Partition and Pretty Hurts as a single officially. What songs would have made a single if you had the power to?
If I had the power to, that's a great question. Hold on.
No, that's right. Come on.
Period. Mine.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That should have been numbers.
The first. That should have been the first.
7-Eleven was a single. Did she just drop?
That was for the deluxe, isn't it? Or the platinum edition, I should say.
I still love that video, no?
Standing on the Sun deserves so much more. What rubbish. How can she not give it a proper tune that it deserved?
I love Standing on the Sun, but I think
I like the H&M version.
Much more. Not the
H&M. The H&M version. Because there's two versions. There was the H&M version, and then there was the studio version. I'm like, it sounds different. And even the live version kind of slaps. I like to see live version slaps.
Live version slaps. I love EXO though. I think EXO is like for a minute, I really thought that'd be my.
My mom loved that song, you know.
Like it's just something about you're just walking through the street feeling empowered, like. And I love that phrase, love me just until the lights go off.
Yeah, even when it's off, continue.
Continue, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Pretty Hurts. Oh, Pretty.
I like that song. I think it's a beautiful opening.
I wouldn't have changed that as an album opener. Actually, it's very nice.
I think it sat very, very well on the project.
Wanted to see her for that. Because, you know what's so funny? Because some of that with Rihanna and the Tem situation, how she really embodied. I feel like even Beyonce really embodies Sia's like sound as well. That emotive thing. It was so beautiful.
I think you can really sing a Sia written song.
Because
like, her songs are
Rihanna
ballads.
And Diamonds as
they're big ballads. Like that's how she writes. So you can only deliver
it
a few ways.
But this, I think for me, definitely. You know what? Risky, but I would have made Haunted a single as well. It was very risky.
That's a risky single.
Unorthodox.
It's a risky single, but to me, I think it could have worked.
Yeah, it could have worked. Like, I love it. It's just so. Love it. But amazing album. Yeah. One that will always stick with me for life. Cool. I'll tell my children about this album. How their auntie Beyonce changed the game.
I can't wait to get the vinyl. Yeah, have it a part of my connection.
Yeah. I know that's right. How many vinyls do you have?
At the moment, I think I'm in the teenage numbers.
Wow. Because like, I think you and Opera are definitely the competition right now. That's the way he squinted your
man has like, I think we're almost 50.
Jesus. Yeah. No, he did say that. He did say that. It's true.
Yeah, he's got a lot. Yeah, but he has a house. I'm coming. Okay.
If you, I was at your house just a few days ago.
That's my parents' house.
Yeah, that house is beautiful. I can't lie. I told Paula, I'm not her brother. Was your brother, to be honest, but I'm not your blood brother. Okay, we are blood. We are
he's
this.
Moving in next week.
We are this. We are one. But that's our thoughts on Beyonce's self-titled album, Beyonce. Yeah. We're gonna go into the latest releases now. Actually, before that, use the hashtag TCM show. Let me know your thoughts. Thank you. I love when you guys give me your thoughts, commentary, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to be in hashtag for this.
I know that's right. So we're going to go to latest releases now. Yes, and we're going to start off with WizKid's also fifth studio album, More Love, Less Ego. What are your thoughts on this? I wonder if I really know your actual full thoughts. I think I know that you don't agree with my thoughts, but I know you.
I don't completely agree.
I respect it.
For me, I think... when an artist releases a monumental body of work, I think it happened to Lemonade off the back of self-titled as well. There's an expectation to either top, bring something not similar, but like come with the same energy, right? And WizKid has never been that artist to me. Like when you look at his discography, like coming from Superstar, right?
Bang out the gate, right?
And then he gave us Ayo, bang out the gate. After that, he chilled. Like he took his time. He experimented with so much sound, and Sounds from the Other Side came out, and then Made in Lagos came out. So it's like, I didn't expect when he said he was dropping an album this quickly. When did Made in Lagos come out? Like 2021?
Yeah, like 2020? Just under 2 years ago?
Yeah, just under 2 years ago. Like I wasn't even expecting him to come and give us anything. Even when I heard the title, I was like, okay, like he's definitely going to be playing into a sound more than anything. The singles Back to Me, Money and Love. I don't know. I think I just didn't place
a high expectation. Basically.
Yes, I didn't place a high expectation on it. I didn't expect anything. I didn't expect Made in Lagos to be top because I don't think he even expected the response to Made in Lagos. I think he knew the caliber of the project, but I don't think he expected the response. So of course he was just gonna try and give us more bangers and just like leave it there. Do you get? And I think in that sense, the title was always about love.
Yeah,
it's about having a good time. It's very summery album, which he dropped in the winter, so you can tell. Like, I think the timing of it maybe wasn't the best, but I think like come next summer, like we're gonna really appreciate. The expansion of sounds that he's given us. Like I think he's not someone that's just not afraid to play into different like the collaboration of the Afrobeats with the Caribbean sound. He's not afraid, like he just does what he wants. And I think how can you critique that? Do you get, especially when the music isn't even bad? Do you get, like that's how I feel. But a lot of people were like, oh, I'm disappointed. I'm just like, well, of course you were. Like you go in expecting Made in Lagos, of course you're disappointed. Like it's not, it was never gonna be that. Like Made in Lagos, I even want it to be a standalone project. Like I don't want him to try and be like, oh, let's do it again, or whatever the case may be. Like I want Made in Lagos to be Made in Lagos. Yeah, so I feel like my thoughts based on that, I just went into it trying to listen to WizKid and I was like, yo, again, do you get what I'm saying? When you come from it from that perspective, like there's actually
I respect it as well.
It's a beautiful experimentation of sounds. Like I like the way it moves. I liked the people we had on it. I liked, it was just about love. It just felt very lovey dovey and very simple. You know, so I think because of that, I was very much like, okay.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like your thoughts are very fair. And I feel like I can actually respect it a lot. I think for me, I love an era. And I know that people might say, oh, he's not in a place where he needs to do eras, whatever. And I feel like those I got to experience with the live show probably got to experience like an proper era because, of course, it was intimate, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I even said in the last episode, maybe it was a little bit early. I think early in the sense of, Again, I don't think many people even knew the album was out of the day. So people are like, what? Because yeah. people like, someone that I didn't know until you tweeted this or some kind of stuff.
But I think when Davido lost his son.
Yeah, he did postpone it. Yeah. You know, I think it was even best that he postponed it. He said in the last episode as well, it was good that he postponed it because.
I'm just someone that's never really cared.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But there's a lot of respect there. I respect that 100%.
Yeah.
But in terms of my experience into the album, it's so crazy because the last song, Frames, was where I thought the album was about to start for me. I was like, oh, about to get something like something. I felt like something like I'm gonna blow my mind. And I was like, oh, it ends here. Yeah. That makes sense. But the certain songs that aren't, don't get me wrong, he can't make a bad song. I feel like it's more so for me the experience than the actual stuff. Individually, if I play it from one by one, I will love it. Or I'll like it minimum. But as a body of work, would I play from start to finish? I feel like it's, I think I compare the experience more than the actual sound that makes sense. When it came to Made in Lagos, so that makes sense. So the songs that I do like...
That definitely makes sense, by the way. I understand that experience-wise,
I kind of feel like I was very flat.
Yeah, but they're actually fantastic
But then
songs.
There were certain songs that were like, wowed me. Everyone balanced each other out perfectly on that song.
Wow is fantastic. Let me tell you something. Wizkid is never going to remove Skepta.
No, but you know what? I love their collaboration together. They've never missed.
They've never actually missed. Like, yeah. Wizkid's never going to remove Skepta. Yeah. Wow is incredible. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's not my favourite song, but
I feel like for me, it's top two. So for me, my favourite songs are Frames. His vocals on Frames. Does it sample How Many Drinks, by the way?
What, Frames?
Yeah. Because I was like, wait, this sounds really interesting.
Even deep. I don't know if he sampled another one of his songs.
I thought one of lyrics. And you know what? Maybe I don't like to put high expectations on lyric or like writing with Afrobeat artists, but I do feel like a lot of the things
that
sound,
give everybody
I just feel like lyrically we're not expanding. In fact, I'm not saying go and talk about conscious stuff, but I think talk about love beyond how you've done it in the past. If that makes sense.
So I think lyrically I'll give you that. It's somewhat lazy.
I think that did not really help my experience. Yeah, because that my ears like I've heard this before. You said this one. I've said the same thing about even Love Remember's album Raves and Roses. I've heard certain things that he said on previous songs and projects as well. But again, favorite song, well, just a song I didn't like.
Okay,
Don Toliver Special. What? I'm a Don Toliver stan.
I'm a Jewel stan, and I think that's a beautiful
and Jewel too. Mwah. But this, I just said, what? I think if I even compare the features, I don't feel this one touched me the way the features on Made in Lagos touched me.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I think with Special, I didn't like it the first time I listened to it. I was like, and then I remember listening to the whole album again and it came on. And I think I was like, oh,
you understood what it was,
Jules
basically.
Is dancing on this. Like, I was hearing the production. Yeah, I was really feeling that. And then I realized, like, I just think it's done. I just don't think he gave a good
that's
feature.
That's my problem. Yeah. It's him. And you know, I'm a star. Yeah. I love that man. Yeah. Like, that man. Amazing, but I thought on this song, maybe didn't make sense on it.
He didn't, I don't know if he didn't make sense. I just don't think it was a good.
Oh, he gave his best.
I don't think he gave his best. I can agree with but I do think the production of the song is lazy.
Not the production of the album itself is actually really good. The production.
One thing Whiskey's not gonna, he's not gonna bring no dead beat onto the. You're gonna, the sax is gonna take you away from jump. Yeah. Something Whiskey is very particular, I think, about the sounds he chooses.
Yes.
It's what he does on it that you might not like, or you know, the melody that he goes for and all that kind of stuff. But I think production.
Can we get into Pressure and how it sounds like Rema?
Yes, not gonna lie, I was every time okay. Pressure, I think it's one of the forgettable ones, on the project.
I can agree.
But I was like, you know, you go,
you know, it's when you went to start to the high pitched thing. I was like,
but the thing is, I do think all the old Afrobeat boys are trying to like they're competing for top place and this in a specific sound. Like, ever since Colossa dropped as well, let's be honest of the impact that one has on like the scene. And ever since Colossa dropped, like they want to, there's a certain romance and like singing that they're trying to all go for a little bit. That might not necessarily fit on certain people
or suit them.
Or suit them. I don't know. I didn't really feel too much about that, so I didn't hate it. Yeah. I was like, when it comes on, I'm like, okay. But I don't, I'm not particularly attached to it. Let me tell you this, though. Mm-hmm. Every song but Pressure and Plenty Loving, I love. I actually love this song. Money and Love, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, that was a superior single for me. That was a superior single. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Shinsia, I feel like...
She.
I don't know what's going on with this. She sounds like someone from, I don't want to say this person's name, I feel like I've really been mentioning this person's name a lot. And I feel like I'm bullying now. But she sounds a lot like a particular UK rapper that tries to sing. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, you've
UK
lost.
UK rappers that try to sing.
I don't want to say it, but this is not bullying. I'm going to mention that person again later on in the episode by the Bobos. That's the hint I can give. But I feel like Shazia has lost her sound trying to go mainstream.
Yeah, she's lost
and
her sound.
And I don't like it. I feel
and
like
you know what's
it made it hard for me again.
I'm not going to lie. Very few artists in her genre have come on the scene with that much vim and like taken, like had their fan base grow that quickly, had their sound be taken to that quickly. So it's a bit of a shame to see her.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you just keep doing what you were doing? Like, we were loving
like,
it.
This
like,
is, it's like,
yeah, Shazia, I don't know. I didn't hate what she did on Slip and Slide though. Like I didn't hate.
But it just didn't sound like I feel like Shazia just
I didn't hate it.
If I didn't read the name. Oh no, it was her.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's it. It's that's a, the thing. There's a very like
I was like, oh, Shazia.
Yeah. But really Whiskey and Skilly Bang took it away.
Yeah,
me.
I agree with that 100%.
She didn't take away from the song. She was just there.
100%.
And that's not really a good way to be on a feature person.
Yeah,
se.
Especially as Shen Yang, Shen Xia, like it's only about the person's name. Oh,
let me not be abusing Patois.
Yeah,
now, trying to sing, but like
my favorite songs though, as I said, Frame. I would say Wow, Flower Parts.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's a grow up, by the way. Initially,
oh,
I was a little bit like
incredible.
But yeah,
Flower
Parts
is incredible. For me, Balance grew on me. The way Balance
it grew on me as well.
So
I've got a heart next to it as well. I've got a heart next to it.
Yeah, Balance grew. Yeah, like because at first I was like, why is he called Balance? And then you hear him going Balance. And I was like, ooh, that's like a really clever way.
Yeah.
I think Back to Me was another incredible single.
You know what? It was a grow up.
You think? I'm back
for me anyway. For me anyway. For
good
for me.
Straight off the jump. I think it's a party tune, fam.
I think no.
The club loves it.
What this album is, like you said earlier, is a party. It is a party.
The dancery loves.
I feel like my opinion might change if I got to experience this in a party setting, holiday.
Yeah, I think I was out. I was out of motive recently. Back to Me came out.
Okay.
I was even with Jade and I was with
Opeh,
and we were like, "Yo, like
shout out to Jade and shout out to Opeh."
But Back to Me goes crazy, and
I think the production on that song is sick.
It's sick, and I like the I don't know what they call, there's a particular like he's kind of rapping but he's not that sound. I think he wants to dig into it, like I've heard him do it a few times and I think he will be if anyone can perfect it, it's Wizkid for me. So like I definitely think he wants to dig into it.
Sorry,
I'm here to defend Too Sugar.
I was just about to get into that. You know what, I tweeted about how because for people that went to the live show spoke about how they felt like the album sounded different live. You know, it's expected though, because live sometimes they might do more. But I feel like when it came to Too Sugar, it is growing on me. I'll be honest now, since I tweeted that thing, it's growing on me. But it does sound different. It's in terms of like, I think Ira was doing more ad libs on the live version than the studio. For like, okay, she sent him her verse and her hook. And that was it. Look, she did more ad libs.
Okay.
I think for me, I noticed that little ad libs are feeling because it does it makes a difference. So, I don't
think
it's a bad song.
Yeah, you just think there was a little more that could
be.
Okay, fair enough. I hadn't heard the live version. So this is my first introduction to the song. So I was like, oh, like, well. And the only thing I will say, she's definitely in her Thames bag on this song. She
said, you know what? I've got friends that have been saying this.
Nobody just. Me too. I've been in this scene, though. Don't forget about me. And I honestly think Aria has a star quality, Thames has. I just think it's going to be a few more years for her, perhaps. But I think Aria has that quality.
I need that acoustic version of Rush that I saw going around.
Rush is fantastic.
You did Rush. You did Rush well anymore.
I love Rush. I think I and do you know what I said? Yeah, Ari Star is the only TikTok Afrobeat artist that's actually sustained the career.
Yeah. I can see her last for a long time. Yeah.
She's actually here to stay.
Yeah.
I don't know about Oxlade. And the thing is, Oxlade's been making good music before now, so it's a bit mad to say that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's hanging on this Colossus a little bit too much for me. Let
so like he's not even sounding off key.
That's not the song.
No, but you know what? I feel like this album might have. I'm going to compare it to my experience with Summer Walker's Over It. When the Kid first came out, I slayed that album. I slayed it. But that album has now become one of my favorite albums. Over It. Yeah. But you know what, I think for me, no, for me, words. Do you know what it was? I ate it as if it was a free course meal.
I'm ashamed.
You know what, I think for me, with some walkers over it, it was a thing of, it sounded very samey, initially anyway, for the most part. And then I took it every song one by one. I think I did the same thing with More Love Less Ego. And each one by one, I said, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And I think as body of work, again, I was like, okay, it's a no-skip album for me now. So maybe with time, this will be a thing. Maybe subconsciously.
I do think it will definitely happen with this one. I think it's going to happen to a lot
of people. It needs summer. So when the sun starts to come out.
It definitely needs the sun. It definitely needs a certain mood and everything.
I'm in a big mood. No pun intended.
Sorry, I can't get over what you just said about over it.
And I love it now.
No, do you know what? Yeah, I pride myself. Yeah, I feel like I always have the right music opinion out the gate. Like, that's what
I can be wrong sometimes.
That's why I've never been wrong. That's what I'm saying about me. I don't know. If I say shit is whack, it's whack. Like, if I say it's good, it's good. Like, wait for it. Over it, yeah. The day I listened to that song, that album, I said, she's done it.
Yeah.
I said, she's actually done it.
There were certain songs that I loved initially. Like, I loved Tonight, Body. Sometimes I like it. I like it with slack.
Nobody.
Nobody else but you, Jay. Not me, my Jay.
Whole lot of love, whole lot of trust,
whole lot of debt. No, but right now that album is a staple in my life.
I'm not gonna lie, the kids are gonna wake up and I'm still over it soon because I'm not gonna.
No, that
lie.
Album, that one, yeah, we see each other with that one, honestly.
Yeah, we see each other.
Because still over it, still it's over the storytelling. For, I think
it's
that's
over
what I loved.
It, but layered.
Yeah, layered, grown. I want to talk about her getting snubbed for the Grammys because that is very much.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't understand why the R&B category didn't see her.
It's just
that
ridiculous.
Doesn't make sense
at all.
It's crazy.
But,
anyway, it's not about
but that's
summer.
Our thoughts on Whiskey.
That's our thoughts on Whiskey.
We're gonna go into Destin Conrad's EP Satin. Mm. Oh my lord! What are your thoughts on this?
I actually think it's I said top 15 on Twitter, but I think it's actually. Yeah, top 15 or top 20 projects I've heard this year. It's incredible. And I didn't expect it. I thought it was going to be good. Like, the
yeah, of course.
One.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the previous one is called, but with Bills on it. Yeah.
Bills. The colorway.
That's it. Yeah. I think I thought it was going to be somewhere in that ballpark of like quality. And I love colorway. I thought it was a really good project. But wow, has he found
it's just
his
the maturity
sound.
Already.
He has found it. Found
and
it.
Do you know how that is to find a sound that makes sense for you? Like, it creates its own lane.
Like, a lane. Yeah. Like, a genuine lane. Like, it's a... And do you know what, right? I feel like a lot of people put new school R&B in, like, a one box and try and be like, oh, everybody sounds the same. No. Like, if you're really listening, there is a very specific... Like, SZA doesn't sound like Summer Walker.
Yeah.
Summer Walker doesn't sound like Ari Lennox.
Yeah.
Ari Lennox doesn't sound like Kehlani.
Yeah.
Kehlani does not sound like Janae Aiko.
Yeah.
These people have actually, like, they are actually chopping and slicing this genre so well. And Destin, I'm not even going to lie, like, I want to see this kid everywhere.
No, it's enough. He's going to be opening for Kehlani.
Yeah, he's opening for Kehlani. Yeah.
Can't wait.
I cannot wait. We're going to have it. We're going to have a time.
A jolly good time.
We're going to have a time at that show. Like, I did not actually expect it. Like, from On 10 all the way to, I think, Daydream's the closer.
No, On 10, how do you start a project like that? You know what's funny? Because I think before it came out, he gave people the chance to buy it early, have an early listen.
Really?
So I think Bella bought it, and I heard her play the first one. I said, "Core blast!" I said, "Don't play anymore." I want to see how. I want to be surprised with the rest because
and you know
what?
With Daydream, he teased it on TikTok as well. Like you know that. Oh, I said, "Oh no!"
Yeah,
I remember thinking, "Oh no!" And then I left it. I was like, "Let me wait for this project to drop."
Yeah,
not a single skip.
My
Every
favorite
song
songs
is as good as the last.
Yeah, my favorite songs. Nobody knows. There's I don't know how to explain it if it's gonna make sense. There's a proper like Aaliyah production vibe I get from that. Like it just sounds so old school but new school. How do you make this work?
I felt that way about Satin. Because I think Satin opens up with that the Jean girl. She's rapping.
Yes,
and I was like, yo, no way is he doing this. Like. No, like I don't. I want all of you who are listening to
please,
this episode, like,
please, yes.
This is like a very. It's the same feeling I had when Jack James, you know, dropped his project as well. Like
that man,
it's like trying to dig into R&B the way it was, but like bring it forward as well. At the same time, it's a difficult thing to do, and like Destin really.
I also love It's Yours. Down Bad.
Even Ambre's interlude. Yeah. I was really shocked by that. Like, he let her do her thing.
Ambre, yeah. I feel like Ambre is incredible. It's the lane as well. Again, a lot of what these artists are doing, they're creating their own lanes. Mm-hmm. Ambre is so talented. Shout out to Bella for putting onto her, because I had no idea who Ambre was last year.
Bella put me on Ambre. Same. When we were trying to figure out how to do the Adultsville, she sent me the artwork for Ambre's, and was like, you know what, like, she wants a feeling like this. And I was like, oh, let me listen to this.
Yeah.
Down Bad was straight, like, that was the first song I said, hold on.
Reload it.
Straight in my sexy time playlist.
I know, that's right.
Period.
Cheers. Also, shout out to Paula for the drinks. I know, that's right. Cheers, apples and pears. I know, that's right. But you know what? A stunning body of work.
Like, I have no critique.
Please, we're not lying to you. Go and take it in. I'm so proud. Honestly, I can't wait to see them live.
Zero critique. Even the artwork, I love it. Zero critique.
And you know what? Artwork set a tone, you know. Honestly, I was very proud and very impressed.
It sets a tone, and not a single word to say about that.
That's our thoughts on Destin Conrad. Is it Destin or Destin?
I think it's Destin.
Okay, let's go like that, Sha. Next up, we've got Manelia's comeback single, Closure.
You know what?
What are your thoughts on our baby's comeback single?
You know how she was saying, like, when she was like, she was like, oh, like, if you guys didn't like it, let me know.
Be honest.
Like, be honest. And I was sitting there thinking, I didn't want to say it because, like, you know, when, like, I understand what it is to be an artist and generally be like, I want your opinion. But I was like, you're not going to miss. Like, I was just sitting there thinking, like...
Like, okay, when have you?
Like, when have you? So, like, what's going to happen here? I'm not going to lie. It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It was actually better than I thought it would be. Yeah. Like, I had an expectation that it was going to be great already. Yeah. But when they start, I said, oh.
Yeah. And I feel like there was not, like, an intro. She just went straight into it. Wow.
She went straight into it.
And she's like, I'm not wasting time.
And you know what? Yeah, she's always talented on that. You say yes, that even though they're very different tempos.
You're not rocking with the best.
Boy, don't you leave me on red.
Oh, Jay. Tell me about Jay.
Your name.
I know.
You're so annoying with that. But, like, honestly, the song is incredible. I love what it's about. Like, there ain't no such thing as closure. You just gotta pick yourself up and move on. Like, you've gotta be on your way, right? Yeah. And, like, it's very honest. Yeah. I love the production. Yeah. Again, like, wow.
It's so stunning. You know what's so crazy? Like, I feel like it's more like a mid-tempo song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
so
the fact that
it's like mid-tempo is like, and you're still being emotive. Like, how do you find that
it's
balance?
It's actually difficult to do that in R&B. Yeah. And again,
She's been deep. I'm like,
I'll actually put her, that when we get to the mobile conversation, that's how we'll get into it.
Yeah, of course.
I honestly think, like, there are a group of people on this little ridiculous island, right? Who are actually making music. Yeah. Like, music is a very powerful thing on this planet Earth, right?
And changing the world, and carrying it.
And, like, to actually make it this well, Manelia is one of them. Like, say it's a classic out the gate, we all knew. Like, it's a classic, timeless record. And now to come back with this, I'm scared.
And you know what?
I'm scared for y'all.
You know what's so funny? Because the last time we spoke about Manelia, we're talking about how we wanted her to be more, like, open, vulnerable, you know. I think she was aware of this as well. She was like, okay, like, I've made certain songs, I like them, but it's time for me to get in my bag, like, be open, vulnerable. And this just sets a tone for what we can expect. Vocally, God. And you know, I just realized, I just realized that she performed this song when I saw her live, because she did a show for like an R&B show. And myself, Bella, Shah went. Was it, who was it there? I think it was myself, Bella, and Shah that went. And were you there as well?
I haven't seen Manelia live.
No, you weren't there. And she performed this song. It's even like, experiencing it live. I just said, oh my, I remember this song. I remember how I felt. Like, I think she even got emotional when she performed it. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see her,
like,
perform.
Yeah, you can actually tell it coming. Even the artwork again. Back to the artwork. Like, that warm feeling. I love the photograph.
I love those warm tones and artwork. I love
It's warm. Like, similar to Coco Jones.
Yes, I love that artwork too.
Yeah, warm and, like, it's very vulnerable as well. Like, and it very, very much suits the song.
Yeah, I agree.
I love the record. I'm not going to lie.
We are so proud of you.
Honestly, I'm running it up for real.
Yeah, we're so proud.
I can't wait to hear what comes next for me. That's an incredible artist.
That's right.
Incredible person too.
Big hug. We love you. Mwah. Next up, we have got Stormzy with Fire Babe. His second single, I believe, for this new era. Yeah, but second, and he's singing for us.
He said your word.
He said Lifa Von Draws. He said Lifa Von Draws. What are your thoughts on Fire Babe?
I mean, just rap. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, you're not a singer. Mm. It's one thing to move into a different sound, and it's one thing to do it yourself when you were never like it. If it was, what am I trying to say? I feel like if he was working with R&B artists and he was having a lot of features and it was his music was sounding more R&B while he was still kind of being Stormzy in that sound, it would be different to him just singing.
It's very fair,
and I don't think it was well transitioned. Mm. It doesn't make sense. Off the back of Mel Made Me Do It. Mm-hmm. That was a very... He's rapping beginning to end for how many minutes?
That was a long one. Nearly 10 minutes.
Nearly 10 of them. And then, like, for then, the previous single was also very... The one where it's my Hima Maya. And then this one, I don't know. Mm. I think I'm willing to listen because I think Stormzy... I enjoy him. Mm. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I really...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I enjoy him. I enjoy his personality.
Absolutely.
I think he deserves to be where he is.
Absolutely, 100%.
And I'm never not going to support, but, like, I think where I'm looking at him a bit critically at the moment.
You know what? This song... Because I thought the same thing initially. I feel like... Because he's not a singer, I think what did balance it was the background vocals. I think it's been a common theme with the last two songs where there's people that's either helping him, such as Oxlade, what's it called? Is it Ayana? There's another babe that sings on the first single. What's the first single called again? Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Yeah, so I felt with this one, there's like extra backing vocals. I think the babe's called Debbie, I believe. So shout out to her. I think she's amazing. I feel like it balances it out. Mm. But I'm very concerned if the whole product can sound like this. I don't want to hear more than three songs of him singing.
Can't lie, I hope he's dropped all the single ones.
And also, how do you feel about him trying to get Maya's attention, Maya back?
Do what you gotta do, my nigga.
Hey!
What's your star sign again?
Aries. Aries are silently toxic. Silently toxic.
I'm gonna tell you that. What are you talking about?
You know what, Aries? Aries, y'all mind your business.
Mind my business. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I got
like,
a friend Carla who's Aries, Miles who's Aries, and everyone's just so chill.
Yeah,
like if you don't let them know what's going on, they'll be out of the loop because it's in their own world.
Yeah, it might work completely.
But silently toxic at the same time. Or like toxicity.
We gotta do what we gotta do. Sometimes.
Goodbye.
But I think with the whole thing, like I said, if me and my babes ever ended.
God forbid.
God forbid. Catch me in the studio. I'm not playing no game.
I could actually imagine you being in the studio as well.
Come back to me. So I actually hear it. Like, I feel like it's his music. Mm-hmm. Like, if he wants to use it to try and win her back, then he should he should do that. I mean, he should prepare for it not to work. Mm-hmm. He should prepare for it. You know,
and that's the thing I always say. People, you can't do that and expect it's going to work. Sometimes it might not work.
You should prepare for the backlash. You should prepare for people to know what you're doing. Like, you should prepare for that. But, you know, if that's how you're feeling, that's how you're feeling. Yeah. And I hear it. Like, music is art. And What else is he gonna talk about? The one that got away. Do you know what I'm saying? So
the one that got away.
Shout out to Kate Perry.
Catherine, he did that with that song.
That's actually one of the best songs.
In another life. Amazing. Yeah, I love it. That's our thoughts on Stormzy's Fire Babe.
Mm-hmm.
The singing, Oga, please. If I, as you said, contribute to other
artists. Yeah, give it to someone else.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it. You can actually be on a singing song without being the one singing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
The last song I'm going to talk about, someone that I actually mentioned and discovered recently, and I'm happy that they've actually released another single, that is just going to feed me even more, which is Scripps Riley's Satisfied.
Man, been there.
What are your thoughts on Scripps Riley's
Satisfied? I love Scripps. Do you know what? Yeah, funny enough, like, I really came into the music industry shooting for him.
Wow. What a full circle.
Yeah, one of his friends, his two friends, Dr. Vade, and we literally, I used to sit in their studio sessions with my camera on, like, for hours and hours. Mm. So I remember with Wish Me Luck, like, I remember hearing so many of those songs and him saying, his manager trying to convince him to be like, just give the songs away, we don't need to do.
Imagine.
Like, no, obviously she believed, but I think it was a big risk to be the artist, especially when you've just been a producer.
Yeah.
So then when it came out, I was like, yo, I'm like, I was just really proud and all that kind of stuff.
Stunning, like, body even, of work as well.
Yeah, and I was satisfied. Like, I think, again, specificity of sound. The production, again, he's on it. He did it himself because he can.
I saw the credits chat. I said, yeah.
Yeah, produces his own stuff because he's an incredible producer. Yeah. Like, and I think this song's incredible as well. Like, I literally, wow.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. What? I'm really excited for what he's got coming. Like
everything just makes sense together. The vocals, the production. Yeah. It's the way you get it. Whoa, no.
Fantastic.
Like, I love him.
If you don't listen to Scribs, Riley already definitely get into it. And Wish Me Luck is a body of work.
Stunning, like, body of work.
I like the combination of hip-hop and R&B. Yeah. Very specific. As well,
and it's definitely very hard to balance that sometimes as one artist.
Yeah, he's very reminiscent of Black to me, but like still a little bit different. Yeah. I don't think he is similar, but like I would say if you listen to Black and you like Black, you will love Scribs.
I would even say a mixture of Black and Don Toliver. If they had a musical love child, is there?
Yeah, he does sing. He has he's got a nice voice to him for sure.
Handsome too.
Handsome too. I remember, not gonna lie, I hope he never sees this, but like, I'm not gonna lie, the first thing, because obviously I was shooting for Dr. Vase first, and then Dr. Vase was like, oh yeah, my boy is coming, da da da, we want you to take photos, and I was like, okay, cool, I met them wherever we're meeting them, and then Scribble just walks in, I said, and then he starts talking, and he's talking about Ring, like the song Cardi, he was like, oh yeah, and he was just saying something flippantly, and I was like, wait, I was like, Cardi B.
This is how one starts melting like a melting pot.
I was actually melting like a chocolate button.
I will have no decorum.
I'll be like a chocolate button. Yeah, when you meet him, he's got it.
I ran away.
You would actually run away. I'm not going to lie, because I still giggle every time.
It's like me when I saw Jack James at Bernard's thing. I keep referring to it. I saw him at Bernard's Adultsville party, and I froze.
I said, no, I'm not going to lie. He has been giggling.
Amazing. But we love the song. I'm excited to see what we get from the next era. If we're going to get an era. This is the consistency and the work ethic.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Because of time, I want to go straight into trending topics into the Mobos.
Let's go.
So the Mobos dropped their nominations announcements a few days ago, I believe. About a week ago. Yeah. It's so funny because the last time I spoke about an award show, they wanted to hang me on the cross. But I don't give a heck. We're going to go into the Mobos. Yeah. The category that sparked off conversation with the Mobo nominations was the best R&B solo act. Now, you know what's so funny? When I spoke about the Grammy Awards, a lot of the artists that were there, I was like, why are you here? Like, most of them, like, you've not really been popping since 2019, 2016.
That's my thing, you know? Yeah. That's actually my thing. Like, if you actually put a list of artists that have genuinely... Mm-hmm. been part of the conversation this year, even if I don't like him, whatever, I can at least say, cool, they did drop something, I didn't like it, but it is what it is. That's like, everybody on that list, like, for example, someone like Mahalia, love Mahalia, like, no one can chat shit about Mahalia.
I respect all of them,
but this year, like, are your ears actually tap to the streets? Like, are you listening, or are you just doing these nominations for certain social media reactions? Are you doing it to fulfill whatever promise you made to somebody last year? Are you doing it because of the conversations you're having within it? Like, I feel like a lot of the industry is industry.
It's very off-putting for me. I think one of the names, of course, that was mentioned into people that should have been nominated, of course, was our girl Bella. And you know what? I'm happy it was not me that started it, because you know what? It's very obvious when it's like, they're gonna spin it as that's your friend, that's your defending her. But she dropped, let's say Adultsville was not eligible for the year. Let's say that, and the prototype in the moment was those two songs alone. What it did for R&B, the visuals for Prototype, the visuals for In The Moment. Who was giving us Missy Elliott like visuals like this year? I saw the visuals for the Visual of the Year category and I was very insulted. It's just them doing their skincare routine. I kid you not. I was livid.
No, it's insulting.
And the thing is that we actually witnessed the visuals come to life. If you know the small budget that we've got to get this beautiful body of work that we've got, this beautiful visuals.
I'm actually even getting stressed now again, because I remember that day thinking, huh? Like, at first I was like, oh, they've done what they usually do, whatever. Then I was like, wait a second, like, Paula, you took a certain photograph for a certain project. And that's actually out of the UK, where R&B comes in 2022. Name somebody who drops one. Give me a name.
I would like to know too.
That's my fault. Like, literally, like, it doesn't actually make sense. Like, even the reception, even the way it's been taken in, the visuals,
the culture, how the culture received it. Why is the R&B community shocked at your category? Like, if the community is shocked at your category, that means you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's one thing for us not to agree, and it's one thing for us to just be confused.
Exactly,
do you know what I'm saying? We're just like, huh? Like, do you get what I'm saying? And I think that's kind of how I felt about it, on top of, you know, being a part of it and watching somebody genuinely put the work in. And do you know what? It reminds me of, you know, Ari Lennox and the Soul Train Awards that year.
Yes. Oh, well. Because, that was like a bunch of bullshit too.
Do you get what? Because it's when you make music and you expect a certain group of people to acknowledge you. Even if you don't get a Grammy nomination, even if you don't get the big one, you expect, like, she expected the Soul Train Awards to know what she did.
Because who is doing soul like Ari Lennox?
Exactly. So it's coming to the UK, coming to R&B, like, the Mobos historically have always been the ones to have their ears tapped to the streets and to give these UK artists their first award, like, to give them their first recognition. Like, yo. And then from there, other award shows, they listen, they watch the Mobos and all that kind of stuff. And your platform can grow from there. Yeah. So if you can't trust the Mobos to do it right, who can you actually trust? If you can't go to Bella Noche, where the hell can you go?
Like, no, I'm disappointed. I'm very, because again, I have a lot of respect for a lot of the artists. There's some of them are very sweet. I follow some of them. They're actually amazing.
I love Mira May. I love Mahalia. I love LMA 100% is an incredible artist too.
But I've been Latina Major Knight.
Tiana, out of all of them, even though I don't necessarily know, did she drop this year?
She dropped this year.
She's the only one that I didn't screw face at.
I think she dropped this year.
She was the only one that did screw face.
But did it match at sixes and sevens for me? I don't know. It felt more like a While We Wait kind of project. It was not like a... Because it was like a four-track EP. It was a four-track EP. So like a While We Wait.
Yeah, I do remember.
You know.
She was the only one that I was like, okay, Tiana, cool. Like, you know, she's still definitely...
Like, if LMA, if she won this one, would she come and receive it? Would she come and receive it?
LMA ain't catching no flyback here. We lost her.
Those motherfuckers...
Just how y'all about to lose Bella. I'm telling you, you know what?
It's so sad. I'm happy you mentioned that because I don't think us as friends want to say our friends should leave the country. We want to be around our friend. We want to celebrate her. But unfortunately, you put us in a place where say bye-bye to our friend. I'm very okay for her to go. What is this?
I would be in her suitcase. She don't know.
Absolutely. She can put me in her backpack.
There's only so much you can give. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of how it. And I feel similarly with my shit as well. Honey, like, it's just like
the industry.
In this place, like, it's just like it gets to the point where you have to prioritize yourself. You have to prioritize the art you're trying to make.
We spoke about this, because the thing is, the industry, my issue has always been when the industry sees you but pretend they can't see you. Because if you don't know, that is one thing that is very fair.
But you know,
you
I'm
get
here.
To know, but you know,
you know I'm here.
You know
I'm here. Like, it'd be one thing if you still felt like you still had that room to break into. And like, but I don't feel that I'm here in the room with all of you, and you're acting like I'm not here. Like,
because you know what's the crazy thing is that all some of us need is the platform. Oh, it's a platform. Oh, you know, that's platform. The talent is there. We're putting our money, we're putting our time, our effort into what we do, into what we love. Like, in case like the Bellas, the Jack James,
Shea Universe.
And you know what's so weird as well for me when it comes to the Mobos, and then similar to the Grime Rated Awards, sorry. Similar to Grime Rated Awards, my issue was, why is there a category that is not music related having 10 nominations, or nominees, I should say? And in this case, there's only 6. And it's not a strong 6. Like, no disrespect to anyone that's a person until the end.
Yeah, so then it's like, how are you even, like, spending the time curating this?
And what's your criteria? Bigger question. Well, because the funny thing is, there's an artist, again, the one I was referring to that sounded like Shensia, or she sings like her on the song. They got female artists a nomination, but their project's not in any nominations. Their singles are not in any nominations either. So what was the requirement to be nominated?
Yeah, I honestly think it's starting to be a bit of a popularity.
Like, you're not being consistent.
It's a popularity contest. And like, if
I'm seeing Jack Harlow too. And H.
Anyways. And if they're focusing on popularity, they're focusing on clout.
You know, I want them to be honest about that.
Be honest about it. Because then you're not actually being a platform then?
Yeah, I had a conversation with somebody else as well. I was like, I have no issue with people wanting to platform popular people. That's very fine. But don't say, I'm for the culture. I'm for those that are on the right. You're not for the ones that are on the rise. You're for ones that got a name in your eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, name in your eyes, got the numbers, whatever. And that's fine.
That's okay, do that. But don't, like,
don't fake it.
In a certain way.
Like no. Because no, even Best International Act, there's 10 nominees. But for R&B, there's 6 of our own country. Like, let's make it fair. Let's make this make sense. Mm. It was not a strong 6, in my personal opinion. Yeah. And as I said, unlike the rated one, I have a lot of respect for the people mentioned, like the 10 Major Nines, the Mirror Maze, the LMAs. I even love the Heart on My Sleeve, to be honest. So I love the album. Yeah, like even Ne-Yo. But was this their best year? I don't think so.
And it's okay. Like, yeah, it's not even.
And it's no hate towards them.
It's not hate towards them. It's okay for you. It's not every year that you're gonna have been, you know. Yeah.
It's true. And speaking of awards, the Grammys.
Yeah, man,
I believe Beyonce got 6 nominations, right?
I think it's 9.
9, sorry. Beyonce got 9 nominations. 9, yeah. She's now the most nominated artist, surpassing her husband. I wonder how it's like in the Carter household.
I bet they woke up and she went, and he said, shut up. Like, they didn't even say anything. He's like, shut up.
No, it is crazy. We're going to go to some of the categories quickly. Record of the year. We've got ABBA, Don't Shut Me Down.
Fair.
I don't know they're back though. Fair enough. I know they've been touring.
I didn't know they were dropping music.
Well, I don't think it was even themselves. It was like the holographic tour that they were doing.
I knew they were touring.
Did they call it holographic?
Not holographic.
What's it called again?
Hologram.
What about me? I'm a fuck up the English language.
English on your first
hologramic whatever. My bad. Adele, Easy On Me. Beyonce, Break My Soul.
Easy On Me or 30?
No, it's for record,
of the year.
And then Brandy Khalil featuring Lucia. I don't know who you are. You and Me, On The Rock, Doja Cat, Woman, Let Me Be Your Woman, Harry Styles, As It Was, Fez. Kendrick Lamar, The Heart, Part 5, Fez. Lizzo, About Damn Time, in a minute, in a second, Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous, and Steve Lacy?
Yeah.
Bad Habit.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, neither am I, child.
I'm not mad. I mean, the ABBA one, I just didn't know.
I'm sure it's good. Again, album of the year, similar people in the categories. We've got ABBA with Voyage, Adele with 30, Bad Bunny, who I can't lie. And if I was to predict the way that man has been loved in this industry, it's scary anyway. It's called On Verano City.
Not gonna lie though, but people love Bad Bunny.
One of the biggest artists right now. This is one of his shows where it was a stadium and it was packed.
Full on. He's selling out them things. Like, man is doing his thing. Like, fair enough. You know what I'm saying? Ain't mad at it.
We've got Beyonce Renaissance, the Brandy Cartel. Khalil again.
Who is that?
I wonder. I need to do more research on that one.
Indie
Silent Days. Coldplay. They still make music. Okay. Music of the Spheres, I think.
Harry Styles. I love that project.
Oh, you love it. Harry Styles, Harry's House.
Harry Banks. I'm not going to front.
Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know, like it was just more what it was about,
yeah,
the project, rather than the quality,
the quality.
Like, I was just a bit like, okay, but like, I'm not gonna lie, I love that album. Sorry,
that's fair.
I'm listening to it.
That's
like,
fair.
I love the album, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Lizzo Special and Mary J. Blige, Good Morning Gorgeous. Well,
shout out to Lizzo, man.
Yeah, shout out to Lizzo. In a minute. I love Am I Ready? I think To Be Loved, I love that song. To Be Loved is amazing. Mm. Song of the Year, Adele, Easy On Me Again. Okay. Beyonce, Break My Soul.
I think okay, now it's enough, Adele.
Yeah, you know, some of the year. If I'm being real, did Easy On Me have a hold for the whole year to get that nomination?
It didn't. It had
a moment. Yeah, 2 months. Yeah,
8 solid weeks. Yeah,
Beyonce, Break My Soul. Again, this one's different. Bonnie Raitt, I think, just like that. DJ Khaled, I don't know what he's doing here anyway. DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday. God did.
Song of the Year. What are you doing here?
It was not even the Song of the Week. Rubbish.
Be fucking for real with that one.
You got Gail with A, B, C, D, E, F, U. As a TikTok song, I was very surprised to see it. I like that song, but I was very surprised to see that it was here. But anyway, Harry Styles, As It Was, Kendrick Lamar, The Heart, Part 5, Lizzo again, Steve Lacy again, Taylor Swift, All Too Well.
I actually really like that album. Yeah.
10-minute version.
But that video that's circulating on her dancing, lol. So funny. I'm just not gonna lie. Let's see. It's so jokes.
Let me see. Oh, for the new artists, we've got Anita, Lato, some names I don't know. Money Long?
Who?
Money Long. Is it Money Long? That's not right. Yours, mine.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Best new artist.
Oh, did she? Bless her.
But she's not a new artist, but okay.
She's not. I mean, she's been writing, but she might be somewhat new at least.
It's true.
Who else
is there? Something like Wet Leg.
Oh.
What's her name? Toby Nwewe. I'm using wow. You're Nigerian. So how do you say it?
Nwigwe.
So wow. I butchered that. So other than I don't know. But the main one that I know, Lato, Anita, Money Long.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see okay. that. I wanna go into there's a lot of people.
I think there's a few more people that I might have.
Yeah. Best pop solo performance, Adele again, Bad Bunny, Doja Cat. Pop solo performance, yeah.
Well, Easy on Me.
Easy on Me.
Son of boy. So that's my language, Billy.
What does that mean?
God.
Doja Cat, Harry Styles, Lizzo, Steve Lacy. I'm happy for Steve Lacy, by the way. That's
I'm happy for Steve Lacy.
I want to go try and find the R&B. Actually, no. Let's get into the best dance and electronic categories because that's where Beyonce's songs and also the album are placed.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Beyonce being placed in the dance electronic? Do you feel like it was the right? Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, it's definitely a dance album.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm happy that it's been put in the right place because it's been the R&B on the flop them.
Because I'd have been like, it's not, there's nothing rhythm and blues about. Okay, name one R&B song.
Certain
album.
Songs, like
Classic of the sofa,
but I think that was placed well. Plastic on the Sofa was nominated in the right place. But the body of work is dance.
It's dance. It's straight up dance.
Yeah.
It's definitely electronic, maybe a step too far, but I'll definitely, it definitely lives in dance. It definitely lives in.
Oh, that category is looking a little bit competitive, though.
What, the dance
electronic? Their best, the best dance electronic recording, Beyonce Break My Soul, David Guetta, and BB Rexha, I'm Good. I love that song, by the way. Yeah. I'm good and I'm feeling all right. Diplo and Miguel.
No way.
I know. No, no way.
I ain't know they had a song.
And even I, Don't Forget My Love. Kay Trinada featuring her Intimidate. That's what I now know. You know, her is a Grammy's child at this point.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I was like, no, her. That's wow.
Her, yeah.
They really told her to stay at home this year.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
You I saw like, what? They told her to stay at home this year.
Beyonce is also in the best dance electronic music album with Diplo. The self-titled album.
Not gonna lie, there's not been a single category where Beyonce's mentioned that she shouldn't win.
Yeah, she needs to win that one as
all
well.
All nine of them little cups.
Like I don't know how people are, to be honest, but
all
okay.
All nine of them.
Yeah, he's all nine of them.
All nine.
I want to go into the R&B because that's the one that was a bunch of something. Anyway, so best R&B performance. When they say performance, by the way, do they mean actual performance?
Yeah.
Because Virgo's Groove is actually in there.
Okay, that's fair, you know, because performance is more like...
The vocal performance
how
of the song.
How you delivered this
okay.
song.
Okay.
Virgo's Groove.
No, that makes sense. No, I thought literal performance. God's a love you, baby. No, Beyonce. Virgo's Groove, they use brain. They engage
they
brain,
actually,
unlike the Mobos, but that's even here with their chair. They engage
that.
Brain. Jasmine Sullivan, Hurt Me So Good.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Lucky Day Over. Did you hear that this platform calls it? What's it called? Mita? What's it called? Mayfa? It's an American, like, black-focused magazine online that they wish her birthday. And I didn't know they don't celebrate his birthdays. And then he blocked them.
He doesn't celebrate his birthday. Is he a Jehovah's Witness?
I would love to know. But you know what? But that's interesting because his music video recently, he's in the church. I don't know if that's very religious.
Yeah, not gonna lie though, but it's like what was going on in that church. I was like, look, we gotta draw a line somewhere.
I can't lie to you, it's too much.
It was too much. I was like, come on.
I feel like even though I'm not am I a Christian? I don't even know where I am today. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's very easy to spread the religion, which is not right. Like, you're not doing it to other religions.
I am, and I just, like, yeah. I was just like, this isn't tasteful.
It's not tasteful. stressful. The teaser was not for me.
Yeah, like just do it in the bedroom. Like we don't. It doesn't
exactly.
Need to be in the church.
Exactly.
Like it doesn't need to do that.
Mary J. Blige is back. And I'm very happy for Mary J. Blige, by the way. I'm very happy for her.
Yeah.
She got a nomination with Anderson .Paak for Here With Me and Money Long Again for hours.
Mary's another person we need to mention when we talk longevity.
Absolutely. Longevity. It's crazy. It's as long as my life. Oh, if not, this is about my lifetime.
Pre Beyonce to now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruh.
No. Oh wow! There's best traditional R&B performance, and we've got Babyface with LMA, Keeps On Falling. I spoke about this album, I think 2 episodes ago, and yeah, I love this album.
That one's good. Babyface really did that.
I can't let you, even really though one project. Baby's a colorist and there's under album, she had one of the best songs.
What? Which one?
Queen Aja. Okay. I don't wanna leave.
She sometimes she comes out the gate. I'm like, ooh, I like that.
You even that misunderstood album. I'm so sorry. It was good.
Yeah, Queen Aja is actually a good artist.
It's just unfortunate that she has a person. Yeah. The way that the Tia always blames her friend, even this whole Twitter dice. Oh, it's Queen Aja's fault.
It's so funny. Like, literally anything could happen.
Yeah. Queen Aja. Oh gosh. Snow Allegra. Yeah. D for Love. Beyonce. Plastic Off the Sofa.
Boy, I love that you can't help but be yourself. Sugar.
What? Amazing. That's a very tough category because, again, Jasmine, someone is here with Adam Blackstone for Round. Yeah, I can't lie to you. Mm-hmm. Best R&B
I'm
song.
I'm apologetic.
I don't blame you, honey. I don't blame you.
I would be upset. Like, if I saw my. I'd be like, I did drop a good song, but.
Best R&B song. Beyonce, Cuff It. I keep on falling in love. Falling in love. I'm in the mood for something, baby.
What would you call that? What would you call that genre of music? Like
feel good.
Yeah, like feel, is it R&B? Like, I don't know.
I was playing that on my way here. Funny enough, it came on shuffle. I just feel like dancing on the train. I still have to have decorum, but if I could, I would. Like, it just makes you feel. It just brightens your day.
Feel good. I don't know.
Like, I want to fall in love like that.
Though. I don't know if it's R&B though. I mean, fair enough for that. For Cuff It, fine. But like, I don't know. If it's actually, I'm very like when it comes to genres. Like, I really like. I'm always like.
It's still very like R&B.
It's R&B
dance.
It's R&B dance.
Yeah.
Because it's like in the category of that.
I'm not complaining, Shaq, because when they've snubbed her in the past, they better do right by her this one.
It's very Luther Vandross. Yeah. It's very, you know, the Commodores. Like, it's very 80s.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. So, Beyonce Cuffit, Jasmine Sullivan again for Hurt Me So Good. I just hear the song. I don't know if I've heard this.
You know
song. Wait, is that on the deluxe?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I have. Sorry. I forgot about it. My bad. I would have picked something else. I would have picked other songs than that. But okay.
Yeah, I don't actually think it's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the three-letter word one?
I think it's the best thing Jasmine's done this year at all.
It's given, we know the name, but is this her best? Like,
I honestly think Lost Ones.
Yeah. But I think this will be more for the deluxe tracks in the cover. Last year's one was, but I think it was better. What's the song that I like on the deluxe? Hold on. There's one song is it BPW? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, let me go and check one more time. Is it B?
Jasmine's incredible.
Yeah, baby. Oh, wow. My memory's getting better. Yeah. That one is... I love that one. Even... it was Tragic this year or last year? Tragic.
Tragic was this year.
It was in the deluxe year, so I'd prefer Tragic over that as well. Mm. That was them.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the whole show. And then we also got Money Long Again for Hours and Hours. PJ Morton, Please Don't Walk Away.
PJ Morton always gets a nomination.
Yeah, and Reggie Blige again for Good Morning Gorgeous for Best R&B Song too. And then for Best R&B Album, Chris Brown, Breezy. Oh, not that side! Babe, you know what, yeah? I like Breezy.
It's his best work so far.
I like Breezy. I think I was very shocked by the nomination. I wasn't expecting
very
that.
Very long time it's his best work. But
I love CAB, Sleep At Night.
Come here, that's my tune. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh. This one. Yeah.
I actually really like some things on the
record. Lucky Day, Candy Drip.
Fez.
Which I very deserve it. Again, Major Blige. Wow, she really took over.
That album is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Good Morning, Girl, Just Deluxe. PJ Morton, as you said, Watch the Sun. And Robert Glasspiegel, Black Radio Free. I don't know who you are,
sir. I don't know who you are, sir.
But if you end up winning this, I'm going to come to your house and steal the award. Thank you. If we're going to rap.
Let's get into it.
Best rap performance, DJ Khaled again. For God Did. Okay. Doja Cat, Vegas. You ain't nothing but a girl. Yeah, I did it. Then we've got Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug, Pushing P.
Yeah.
Hit Kid and Glorilla. I'm F-R-E-E for nigga free. Yeah, I'm very happy about that one. Kendrick Lamar, The Heart, Part 5. I think I saw Lato somewhere.
Yeah, I think Lato did get.
Why can't I see Lato?
I was New Eyes her only.
Yeah, I just searched. I just searched for her age. 23. Oh, I'm older than Lato.
Lato's 23.
I'm very surprised.
Lato's not 23.
Oh wow.
Because I'm 24.
Cool. Oh, she got best Lamontic rap performance for Lato Big Energy. I want to mention this because you know Nicki Minaj.
She didn't. I didn't mention once in this.
Nicki. You know when the submissions were discussed, where she joined the conversation and spoke about how super freaky girl should have been up in rap or whatever, and I think she compared herself to Lato, or she mentioned Lato as a if that song can be there, then whatever. When I think about it, I was like, you don't even know if you're nominated. So when
she was saying, she had a point.
Yeah, but I think my issue with her when she brings up other people.
Yeah, like you don't need to bring anyone else
there. I think for that, it would have made her to compare herself with Anaconda. Because Anaconda, I think, was nominated, I believe.
Yeah.
Compare yourself to Anaconda. Compare yourself to yourself. Yeah. Okay, you put Anaconda in rap, but you're about to put in pop. Like, let's make this fair. That makes sense, whatever. So to come and bring up Lato, it now caused all this kerfuffle on the TL. For Lato to now get nominated and you didn't.
It was always going to happen as well.
I felt shy.
She really dropped nothing this year.
Yeah.
Super Freaky Girl was her highest charting song. Like, it wasn't a good song.
No.
I think, like, even when...
Do we have a problem with much better than that?
Yeah. Like, when she dropped it, I was like, you're trying to prove a point. Like, you're Nicki Minaj. You can drop whatever. And yeah. It's not a chart. Shout out to you. But, like, this is actually not a good song.
It's not a great song.
So, I didn't really expect to see her nominated anywhere.
And I can't lie, Lato Live is really amazing.
Lato seems good live.
Yeah, I feel like she really started Beyonce.
So I was like, you don't have a single.
But the funny thing is that song Sunshine is very emotive lyrically. Yeah. So I got it, but you know the TL is going to do what the TL does. But I do love, I was watching one of her performances. And it was an amazing song.
Trust,
I love
Trust Issues.
Or yeah.
Trust Nobody.
Yeah.
Is it Trust Nobody or Trust Issues? Trust Something. I love that song too. I enjoyed Lato's album.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
It's amazing. She deserves that things at the moment. So along with Lato, we've got Kendrick Lamar again with Blast, who I love, and Amanda Reifer for Die Hard. Jack Harlow, First Class. Jack Harlow for Best Melodic Rap Performance. Give it to Fergie. Give that award to Fergie right now. Are you mad?
I did not nominate that boy for a Grammy.
For First Class.
That song is barely good.
That song is horrible.
And the good part about it is it's Fergie. It's literally Fergie. Hey, literally Fergie. Oh,
this industry is so funny to me, but you know what? Anyway,
they couldn't let a white guy that raps go. Like, they was like,
no, that Macklemore year.
Yeah, lol. Remember when Macklemore came and took everyone's Grammy for no reason?
It was that man vanished after that.
He vanished after that.
I'd vanish.
The man walks out of the place. Why did they give him every single Grammy he was nominated for, please? For no reason, he's supposed to talk about gay people.
I said,
because he said if I was gay, I think hip hop hated me, okay?
I said, what?
You ain't gay, though.
Oh, horrible, horrific.
Horrific star.
And then Future with Drake and Thames. Shout out to Thames for Wait For You, which I love this for Thames.
I love that song. I think it was a very good sample.
Thames is amazing.
For Thames. Shout out to Thames, man.
The album. Best rap album, DJ Khaled God Did Again. That album was to pack a verse.
Maybe I'm going to listen to it on my way home.
No, it was horrible. I'll tell you this. I even came on this podcast saying it was two pack of ass. Oh, like, nice. Amazing featuring artists, but as a body of work, horrific. Production-wise as well. Future, I Never Liked You. I have a soft spot for Future, so but that album really did much for the culture.
I like the album, though. I'm not going to lie. But it didn't. I wouldn't say Grammy.
Hey, yeah. Jack Harlow again.
Album.
Come Home, The Kids Miss You. There was an album that came out.
His album was arse. Like, it was bad.
What is going on in this industry? Album
is better. It would have made more sense to nominate that one. That wasn't even drop this
year. That man is so cute as well. So I'm trying to hate on him. But what is this?
No, absolutely not.
Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and The Big Steppers again. And Pusha T is almost dry.
I'm not really with that. Give it to Kendrick. my opinion.
Hey! Yeah, I think it's Kendrick. I have to agree with that. Even though, as a body of work, I just know people give a body of work, Kendrick's going to give a body of work. So I can be fair on that, 100%. Back. But that's the Grammys. I'm getting snubbed. Ari Lennox for, I think the single, I don't know if the album met the deadline, but the single, at least Pressure.
I think it might have missed it, but yeah. Oh man, I'm just, I don't know, with Ari, like I just hope she keeps going.
And absolutely, I agree with you on that.
Doesn't ever get too discouraged
yeah.
with this, because like, it's a lot to create yeah. at the caliber that she
yeah.
does,
yeah.
and get as little recognition as she does.
Like, it's Summer Walker. Really
still over it as well, definitely deserves that end, for sure. I think, yeah, like I said earlier, I think that's a brilliant body of work. I do think it's fundamentally a better
yeah.
project than her debut.
Yeah.
Over it. What was her debut? No, Last Days of Summer was her
debut. Yeah.
But yeah.
It's sad, you know, sad, but like, I know she spoke how I said that, like, doesn't make sense, like, 2 times in a row now, all that stuff. But yeah, this is not the worst nominations I've seen in my time.
It's not the worst. Like, I'm not...
Yeah,
but I feel like it's just not the worst because Renaissance was Renaissance
and was respected.
It was respected. Yeah. I think everyone was like, "Okay, cool. Like yeah. we can let whatever else slide." It wasn't too bad. Chakada being mentioned 3 times though, is rude.
It's one too many times.
One too many. What? Two too many. I wouldn't have given him anything. Yeah, but, you know,
it's true.
What do I know?
We're gonna squeeze in one more topic. Kelly Rowland, who. Amazing, whatever, a stunning babe. I love Kelly Rowland so much.
Gracious for her own good.
Yeah, well, so Kelly Rowland was in an interview with Marseille Martin, I believe that's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful babe as well. And Rosenberg was when I was leading the interview, and he basically said that, how does Kelly Rowland feel being the second of after Beyonce in Destiny's Child?
He was the second fiddle.
Second fiddle.
Oh my god, I wanted to throw up.
If I was asked, how do you feel to be the second fiddle on your show?
And your show ain't even that popular.
Ain't popping.
And you still say
things. Like, I want to start to say, like, Kelly, what didn't change the game? You know, with the EDM sound.
I told y'all I was going to bump my knees. Y'all need anything that you could... They...
What?
Dark-skinned black woman who said, I'm doing pop. I'm doing EDM.
Yep.
I'm doing electronic. I'm doing this, right? And I'm going to do it at this kind of bar. I need to talk about second fiddle. No, the music isn't even comparable.
Like, this industry, yeah. They have Beyonce a way
and Kelly Rowland aren't even comparable after Destiny's Child. Like, they went 2 completely different lanes.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Like, her versatility as an artist.
And the thing is, she's had this whole life. Like, you can even, like...
That's what annoyed me.
Like, obviously, now she's a grown woman. She knows herself. She's a lot more... And I feel like her response was very telling of the
very classy she's, like, and very media trained.
Very media training, you know what I'm saying? But, like, imagine being, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, and just constantly being told that you're second place for no reason. For no like, reason. There was no reason. Even in Destiny's Child, yes, Beyonce was lead single, but she needed Kelly and Michelle. No one did a bridge like Michelle, and Kelly Rowland will open her mouth and have the power of the whole choir behind that voice. Like, what? You needed Kelly Rowland to be Destiny's Child. Like, they were all, 3 of them, very pivotal parts of that group. And then when the group ended, they went different directions.
Different lanes.
So it's like, what's going on? Like, a black woman just can't be, like... It's
I need white people to leave our spaces alone.
Leave our
spaces. And leave our names alone.
And then 20-odd years later, you're still hearing the same...
After rhetoric. All that she's done... This is why I'm happy that I spoke about her before. I spoke about her in one of my classic faves. I was like, what she has done. Again, going back to the EDM, When Love Takes Over. Like, the way she shook the table with that, with David Guetta, like, Commander. What? Even the whole album. Oh, no. Let's give Kelly the respect that she deserves.
Please.
You know?
I'll speak to Kelly. You're even lucky to be speaking to Kelly.
As, come on.
And this is what you're saying. Like, I just...
No.
It actually gets me so much. Like...
Nah. It's ridiculous. Well, you know what? We love Kelly Rowland. We love what she's done for the culture, for music, her contribution in music as well. And just her beauty inside and out. Because that was her showing her beauty. Even how she responded.
First crush ever. First, like, proper, like...
No, that said, red hair.
Said that one.
I know that's not that
one. Yeah, it's about...
But we love you, Kelly Rowland. And don't let that get to you at all. But yes, Paula, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
For your love. Your presence in this industry. Thank like, you are so needed. You're so important. Never forget that. Okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Where can they find you for the last time?
At Narcography_ on Twitter. Just Narcography on Instagram. Yes. Narcography.com if you want to Harlem.
Oh yeah, be booking though. Yeah. No. Listen,
be booking. While I'm get still here.
Top quality. you're leaving us as well.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh god, I don't blame you. Honestly, this industry. If I had opportunity to run on me, I'm running away. Run away, love.
Run away, love. I keep your farmer backpack on my bag in that video, and I'm on my way.
And it's been your boy Manny, aka The Classic Manny. Period. Follow me, The Classic Man, on Twitter, The Classic Manny on Instagram and TikTok, TC Manny HQ on Instagram and Twitter. Yes, use the hashtag TCM show. Thank you. You know the game. Use the hashtag. Thank you for your support always, guys. Love you all. And yeah, that is all. As I always say, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys.